I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. It's a Friday. Good morning to you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's Friday. We've made it, so I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
Fair. Still the kidney
still
stone.
In a holding pattern.
Oh gosh, I stopped counting yesterday at 20 urinations. So when I hit the 50, because I had 31 the day before, when I hit 20 yesterday, I stopped counting when I reached 50 in 2 days. And it's like the side. It's moved now a little bit though. It's under the rib in the front more so than the straight back pain. So I don't know.
Well, I hope that's a good thing. I found myself thinking of you. My wife and I went to one of those big box hardware stores to pick some things up for this ridiculous. Started as we need a new floor, has turned it into an entire first level of the house renovation. Anyway, I'm not complaining. So we went to the big box store to grab some things that we needed. And I had to use the bathroom. Like at about 11:30 every morning, it seems like it catches up to me that all the coffee and water I've had all morning, I've got to pee like three or four times between the time we're off the air and like 11:30 or so. So we're at the store checking out. I'm like, hey, I got to run and use the restroom. I'll be right back out. You got this? Yeah. Okay. And I found myself thinking like, I can't imagine being Colin right now. Like, if you were out in public, if you had to go to the store, if you had to do something else, you'd have to stop every 5 minutes to pee. It would just drive me nuts.
Yeah, I just stayed home the past week and just drank and peed and drank. How many times I go yesterday, Matt, while you were every break, huh?
Yeah, I can hear. It's weird. I can like hear the door open, like even through the walls here, because everything
it's
is
like
so
that
padded.
Whoosh of air,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it was almost every break I would hear the whoosh.
Yep. Every break. I went every break. Oh, well, it is what it is. Hopefully. I don't know. Now I'm, the more you read, the more you're like, and then it says like some people like it took 31 days. Some other people are like, well, it just took an hour and a half. And I'm like, well, it is what it is. I'll just keep eating it. And I won't take, like they gave me OxyContin. I won't take narcotics. I won't. They put me zombie-like state. I don't know if I ever have, but I know they will. And I just not real keen on them. So I just take Advil and figure it out or leave or whatever. All right, I have a story. I was watching this, and I was fascinated by this. I don't know why it fascinated me so much, and I tweeted it out yesterday, like midday. I'm not a big TV watcher in terms of traditional television, but I do like watching like videos on YouTube and like real life. I was fascinated the other night and watched it again yesterday, this channel. They went and they did like cooking around the world, how like people cook.
Okay.
I watched this like 35-minute video of this woman and her husband cooking in what was the former Soviet Georgia, you know, like right there by, I guess it's by like the Black
Is that a
Sea.
Baltic state, technically?
It's by like Turkey.
Farther south.
You know, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
I think
That's not Baltic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's whatever it is.
It's kind of like by Armenia and Azerbaijan, like right in there. Okay, so whatever
down
that
there
is.
Near Sochi and that.
Well, yeah, it's like the intersection of Eastern Europe and Western Asia, like right there.
Yep.
So I'm watching this woman in the hills of Soviet Georgia, and she is getting the chickens are running around. Okay, and then you don't see the chickens, then you see them they're on the table like dead. You know, then you seeing there's a, and it's like this farm like out in the middle. And the terrain reminds me of what would be like Kentucky or Tennessee, akin to here. Okay. You know what I mean? And there's snow, right? And there's runoff coming from the roof. And it's filmed in like 4K. So they have like a legit camera crew there. But it's an outdoor kitchen. And you could tell it's like spring or fall because it's not freezing cold, but it's not warm yet. And it's bloop, bloop, bloop. And the water's running off and they're catching water on this, you know, to get water off of this like rain, this snow runoff. She's also butchering what is like veal, but like it's already butchered kind of for her. And then she makes these dumplings, but not just makes these dumplings. So she makes like a meat and a vegetable sort of dumpling, but she just makes it all the way from the flour, rises the bread, all this on an open flame like kettle on an outdoor kitchen that has like a, it looks like a shed built out of stones. And I'm watching this just fascinated by like, this is probably the same process, you know, that happened in 14 whatever, you know, 12 whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, how long could I do this? Like, could I do this for a week? Could I do this for a month? Could I do this for a year? Could I do this forever? Like, that lady knows nothing about her and her husband. And they're sitting there. And they're like, and then they make this like compressed sort of, this basil and something and rhubarb sort of tea, and there's something, you know, that it gets you drunk. Like there was something else in it too. There were like these cherries that were fermented, and I'm just watching this happen, and I'm thinking, if someone said to me, "You could go there," how long could I? How long could I live that sort of life?
Forever. Once you got like 2 weeks in,
you think so?
You just become used to it. Yeah. Yeah. Once you get used to it, you'd be. Now, you would always have those vestiges of hope that you could go back to modern life in the back of your head. But the farther away you got from it, the easier it would be to ignore those pangs in the back of your head. Like, ooh, I wish I had a microwave right now or something like that. You would just be used to the way things work.
Yeah, probably. I'll retweet it out right now. Here, let me do this quote tweet. Oh wait, I'll get it in the break. But no, it is just because I'm looking and I'm like, this lady, they're filming her. She'll probably never see the video that is being filmed of her. You know, like we get filmed or we'll see something or we'll go back on radio.com and listen to it. And we'll be like, yeah, that's us. She'll never see the product of what she was just filmed. She's got no time for it either.
She's too busy making homemade dumplings and slaughtering chickens.
Right, and they were making like 50 of these dumplings, and I say to my wife, because she was there, and I was like, they probably make these. They probably cook because it's an effort to get the wood and the fire and whatever. You're not cooking like every meal. You probably have to cook and like sort of ration it out. Like, hey, we're going to cook today, and it's going to last like 2 weeks, and then whatever we cook – has to, you know, we got to hold out. We're only lighting this fire.
The original meal prepping. Right.
Yes. Yeah, but it was fascinating. She had like a rolling pin, the flour, and was doing it. All, like the bread, she had to first rise it, then pull it out, then stuff it, then bake it. It was just, I don't know. I'm watching this thing and I'm going like, the amount of time, like this lady knows nothing about a microwave. The amount of time that people used to spend doing anything, it just blows people away. And I don't even think people who are like our kids' age will even take the time. They'll never take the time to do it. I don't even know if they take the time to have an appreciation of how long stuff used to take. You know, like it's become such a disposable society.
It's like the, you know what reminds me of it every year, actually right around this time, is it St. John's, right down on the south side, where the old ladies still hand make all the pierogies. Like, and I don't know if they're doing it this year or not. I hope so. But that's what it. Every year you'll see that story about the same ladies at St. John's who've been hand making the pierogi every year for Lent, and you're like, man. That's just how they do it. They don't know. They're not going to the freezer section and buying Mrs. T's. Come on. And it's just, it's a certain generation, that's they just do it the way they know how to do it. They don't want to be bothered with what we think of as the modern convenience. Get out of here. I want the real deal.
It's also like this, like the blacksmith sort of, not blacksmith, but the guy, like the shoe repair guy, right? How many new shoe repair places do you see opening? None. You only hear about them when they close. You think of it like, I'll just get a new pair of shoes. But to take the time to appreciate, like, our parents, and especially like our grandparents and stuff, if their shoe got a needed a new heel or whatever, they would take it to the shoe repair guy who would go put a new thing on, or if their coat needed a new zipper. Now, if your coat needs a new zipper and your grandma can't do it, you're like, man, just throw it away, probably get a new jacket. Our kids don't even take the time to appreciate stuff used to just not be so disposable. You know, like I remember going to the shoe repair person for my good shoes when I was little. It was like, my mom says I need a new heel on this. And it smelled like just like you would get high walking in there, right? And the guy had like a bib thing on, like so he wouldn't get stains all over him. And he had this these little glasses, like, and a mallet. And he's like, oh, yeah, come back in 2 days. It'll be $5. And I'm like, okay. And so he'd have all these tools flying around and this oil and stuff. And it stunk like turpentine or whatever. You go back and you have a new heel on your shoes, $5. Kids now would be like, hell, I'm just going to go buy a new pair of shoes.
Go buy
what
a new
pair of shoes.
What are you talking about? I don't even go anywhere. I just order it on Amazon.
Right,
it just shows up in 18 hours.
Yeah, you're right. You don't even have to leave your house. You're going to throw your old pair of shoes in the garbage can right in your house. Somebody else is going to take it out for you. And the new ones are going to arrive at your door. And they might even get there later on in the day. It's just,
right.
I'm not saying one's good or bad. I'm just saying, I don't even know if this generation has an appreciation of how much stuff went into just living.
Just life, exactly, yeah. No, I always wondered about the shoe thing, too, like, because I used to ride the 51C everywhere, to get everywhere, because we lived, like, right in Carrick, North Baldwin area. If you wanted to go downtown, you took the 51C, and it always took you down Brownsville Road, okay? And there's, through Carrick and Mount Oliver and all that, and there's, it's still there to this day, a shoe place like that. Riccardi's Shoes, right on Brownsville Road in the middle of Carrick. And I would always find myself, because we didn't go there. Like, we were at that point where, at the very least, if I needed a new pair of shoes, I was lucky enough my mom would be able to get them for me, or I'd just keep wearing the old ones with the holes. So I never went in that place, but I always wondered, like, what's the fact that a cobbler, the fact that still exists as like a
vocation,
as like a line of work,
yeah,
as a vocation, yeah. Cobblers, that's amazing to me. We need to have those kind of things. The old women that make the pierogies every single day. The places like Riccardi's Shoes and Carrick.
Yeah, when did cobbler come off the tax return as not a box to check anymore?
Yeah,
like,
it's not on the census anymore.
What year was that?
When you fill all that stuff out.
Because I bet it used to be one that was pretty popular. Like in 1930-something. Hey, what are you, cobbler? Oh, yeah, sure, certainly. Yeah, that's it. I'm that. Now? Other. I mean, what, service. I don't know. What do you even write?
Yeah.
It's a cobbler. If you ask somebody what cobbler is now, they think it's something to eat. They don't even get people.
If you told a cobbler 80 years ago, we'll go 80 years ago, hey, in 80 years, your profession will have cycled its way out of usefulness, and there will be more people who are network analysts.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, what? I'm sorry? They analyze what? Oh, like, you know, like data networks, you know, like there's big rooms full of servers and they got to make sure they don't overheat and they make sure everything's safe and encrypted and all. I'm sorry, a server? But could you imagine blowing their mind, not only telling them that shoe repairmen wouldn't really be much of a thing anymore, but also just what would be the most popular vocations at this point?
Oh yeah, I mean that's pretty, you know, you're right about that. There's no question, like the way things change,
like,
you know, what if I told you,
we don't even know what will be popular in 75 years. We have no idea what the world
what if
will
I told you Gonzaga was better than Indiana at basketball. You'd be like, huh? What?
Bob Knight would throw a chair at you.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? You mean to tell me that the University
Gonzaga,
of Houston,
what's that,
is better than
what? You know, I'm watching this video that just tweeted out,
right?
I wouldn't mind that life sometimes.
I agree with you.
There's a part of me that says, you know what? That doesn't look that bad.
You have to be all in. You can't just like,
right.
You if you have good job security, then you come back. But you can't say, like, we can't say to our boss, hey, listen, I want to go to Soviet. It's not Soviet Georgia. It's just the Republic of Georgia now, I think. I want to go to the Republic of Georgia for like 2 months and then come back and just jump right into doing it. He's like, I don't even get, you guys can't even take 3 days off. What are you talking about? Like, unless you plan the vacation, you know what I mean? Like, we can get time off or whatever. But, like, you can't, you got to be all in or all out. That's the part that sucks.
Right.
Unless you have a really, a job where, like, you're the boss or you control it, you can't just be like, hey, I'm going out in the wilderness for 2 months and then my life holds when I come back and I jump right back into
yeah.
it.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Are you watching that video, though?
Yeah, it's just the simplest.
It's so fascinating.
Simple life, you know? You just, I mean, it's not simple because there's so many different things you have to do, but like.
It's harsh but simple.
Right.
It's all, it's, everything you do yields something, you know? Anyway.
For a purpose. Everything's for like a purpose in what you do there.
I mean, he's literally out there chopping twigs off of trees.
Yes.
To burn.
To get the fire.
The fire.
Yep. And I just hit a little button. Wow. There we go. Microwave.
I flip a switch and there's a fire in my living room.
2-0. Yes, you're right. I flip a light switch and there's a fire. There's a fire. There's a fire called 911. Remember that PSA. All right, Mike DeFabo, he's fun.
Is there a fire? What's happening over there?
Stop. I can't even do it. Don't make me. Don't make me. I think I'm going to do it. Hold on. Hold on. Before we go. Hold on. Don't make me.
Horse?
The horse? The horse?
Are you okay, Ron?
Yes.
But it's not a tiny sample.
I'm okay.
All right. Mike DeFabo, 8 o'clock. Amy Schuderman, WPL at 9:15. Jason Luckenfora joins 9:30. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.